Call to order for this meeting tonight, April 7, 2025, at 7:30, it's already 7:33 p.m. I'll do a roll call. We have over here with us Trustee Joel Grunewald, Trustee Ronan Zeidel, Trustee Mark Greenberg is not here, and Mayor Ilan Fuchs is also not here. So let's start with a pledge of allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the United States of America, so on the original agenda, it says Mayor Fuchs open remarks. He apologized he wasn't able to be here tonight. He will give his remarks at the end of the month meeting. I do want to say that the mayor has just sent an email last hour where he appointed me for another year for deputy mayor. So I appreciate his trust. So that's where I can continue the meeting as deputy mayor tonight. We will start with, in the agenda, we have the first part is open public comments. I'll make a motion to open the public comments. It's not for the budget. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Trustee Greenwald. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 3-2 abstentions. Anyone wants to say anything, speak, Jenna? Does anybody want to speak? Did anybody reach out to you that wanted to say anything?
No.
Okay. Nobody wants to speak anything? Public comments. I'll make a motion. Do you want to speak tonight?
Not in connection with this.
No. It's any comments. Any comments. Now it's the time. It's not the budget. Please go ahead.
My name is Radhika Nagupandi. I'm a lecturer, and I've been up here before this board in November meeting. And because we had a pending, my client is Sri Ramananda Temple, they filed a petition for a special permit. And it was dragged on for 1 year, 9 months before the planning board. Nothing happened. Then Brian Nugent can found that, so we filed a special permit. So we did file it on December 12th. And then December 12th, we did file everything, and we got a letter from Jenna saying that both the attorney and the building inspector will be reviewing the petition along with both attorneys. I sent about 16 letters by email, and I got some response, but he was saying that something is missing, but nobody told us what is missing, because we were told that everything is fine and the attorneys are reviewing along with the building inspector. It's already 4 months.
So normally this is not a Q&A. However, I do remember you coming here to our meeting.
Yes.
I do know Brian Nugent takes care of all the issues that portray the village board very thoroughly. So if he would have deemed it fully submitted, he would have told us to act upon. All I'm saying is, do you have his email address of Brian Nugent?
Yes, I sent it.
So I think the best would be in touch with him, because once he tells us a special permit is fully submitted, that's when we act upon. We just follow legal advice. Okay. We're not. No, I don't know. You're saying your words. We don't know what's not.
We have from the village saying that the application was.
Again, I don't know what the village said. I know we follow what our village attorney advises.
I cannot talk to the board unless Brian is here. And I told him that I'm appearing today, but
why don't you email him? If you email him,
I did email him. Ask him
if anything is missing in the application.
He did tell me. He says, you're saying you completely submitted the application. The village.
When was the last time you were in touch with Mr. Nugent?
That was April 4th.
With Mr. Nugent?
That's right. I by emails.
And he responded to you?
He did respond and say, that's what he said. You're saying you submitted everything, and the village is saying that you did not submit. So I don't know why.
No problem.
Because for 6 letters I've been asking him, what is that we need to submit?
Today we're April 7th. You said you reached out to him on April 4th.
That's right.
That's 3 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
So my suggestion is we have a board meeting on the 28th. April 28th, we have another board meeting this month. Reach out back to him. I'm sure he did reach out to the village to find out if all papers were, what was submitted, what not. He will tell us how to move forward with it.
If I may, he was saying
I can't take it. He's not really. We follow what he tells us. We follow what Mr. Nugent tells us, and he will. I don't think it's an issue. It's probably, if something is missing, he will tell you what's missing. Again, yes, because you reached out to him 3 days ago. He runs a few other municipalities, so I don't know.
I reached out. The last one is on April 4th, but before that, I
understand.
Wrote to him on January 27th, February 6th, February 10th,
again,
February 4th, March 14th, and April 4th. I asked him, if something is missing, let us know, because nobody is telling us.
I don't know. You see, again, it's what you're telling me. I'm going to reach out to him over the phone. I will call him and ask him what's going on, and I will ask him nicely to get back to you in an email and explain to you if something is missing, and if not, to put you on the agenda for the 28th. Okay?
Thank you.
No problem.
Shall I leave this one, because I have this email?
I think Mr. Nugent, again, this is whatever. You have Mr. Nugent's email, right?
I do.
Yes. So I will ask. I will tell him that you came tonight, and I will ask him to get in touch with you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, well, if there is something, we should let anybody from the town or him, somebody should tell us. It's 4 months we're waiting.
I have no idea about the 4 months. I apologize.
No, we started January 23rd, 2023.
I understand, but this is not something we knew as the village board. I apologize.
Yeah. It's 2 years, 4 months.
Okay. Any other people want to speak in the public comments? Jenna?
No, I guess not.
Okay, I'll make a motion to close the public comment period. Do I have a second?
Second
by Trustee Zeidel. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries 3-2 abstentions.
Thank you.
No, two absence, sorry. The next thing on the agenda is the public hearing for budget of 2025-2026. It was noticed in the newspaper of Law and Journal News on April 2nd, so today is the 5th, it's 5 days from when it was noticed. I'll make a motion to open the public hearing for the budget of 2025-2026. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries 3-2 absent. Does anybody who wants to speak about the budget, the village budget? Nobody wants to speak about the village budget. So I will, the mayor is not here tonight, and I think it would be nice if he would be here when we vote on this budget. So my suggestion is we'll close the public hearing, because it has to be closed by a certain date, and we will leave open the vote for the budget for the end of the month. So I'll make a motion to close the public hearing for the budget. I'll just make a motion, is that enough? But I'll leave it. We're not voting tonight, so.
No, that's fine. Yeah, it's just a motion to close public hearing.
Public comment. I'll make a motion to close public comment for the village budget for 2025-2026. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries 3-2 absence. We will revisit it at the end of the month, I guess. The good news of the budget is the mayor presented us it has a 0% increase for the residents, so the budget stays the same on the end user, on the taxpayer. And hopefully we will have more projects within this budget to do more village roads this year and finish some more parks and projects that the village has up the pipeline. The next thing on the agenda is the new business, landscaping maintenance contract, okay, 7A. Mm-hmm. So we got a layer 4 contract. I guess Jenna collected different proposals. The mayor went through them today. I spoke with him about it. He had a conversation with Mr. Nugent. At the end of the day, they all seem, pretty much offering the same service. They may all be the same reputable, so Brian says we have to go based on the price also. Going through it, the price that came in the lowest is the, what is it called, Curdy Group. And Curdy Group came in the lowest at, $15,632. $15,632. and it was less than the other ones, much less than Meredith, which was in the past a higher number. Again, he used to be, by the way, 3-4 years ago, Meredith was $9,000 a season. And then from 1 year to the next, he jumped to 18, 19 or 20,000. We told him he can't do such a jump. So he went down. But he used to be very cheap. I don't know about the service. But again, Brian says we have to follow what it says for the best price, because that's how the old, more reputable companies.
Yeah, 15,630. No, but because we're not tax, we're tax exempt. So yes. Yes.
Can I say something prior?
What?
Can I say something prior to a decision?
Yes. If Ron, it's up to you. You want to? No, it's not a Q&A, but it's up to you, Ron. Go ahead.
Hi, I'm Ron Milgrave, Dasha Lonke, 39 Mountain, Pomona. So our price is actually lower than the 15,600 because we are actually giving back $1,000 in beautifying Pomona.
Again,
and it's in there, it's in the contract.
I understand what you're writing, but Brian Nugent reviewed the contract and he looked at the total amount. Based on the total amount,
so the total amount would be...
This is a personal contribution. The contract, we have to follow what the contract says.
So then I would request to revise the contract for $1,000.
Again, the main...
If that is based on the contract amount, then I would just suggest, because it's in the document, that
Brian
we're
looked
offering.
At the... Again, I understand, but... The payment term says this amount.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But he says now that we have credit in,
so
that they are, we will personally
credit
$1,000 of our own village, of our own funds, towards the beautification effort, but that's not part of the contract.
So, Deputy Mayor, if I may, if the village trustees are going to be choosing based on price, then we would retract
it's
that.
Still, even if you retract it, they're still lower.
I understand.
They're still lower,
and the bidding is stopped.
It's not a bidding.
Right.
Thing.
Right.
We can't just take
it. I understand. Okay.
Maybe for next season again. Okay. I'm not. We have to because it was. We never.
Okay.
Had, we never. I appreciate it, and that's why I turned around to him because the mayor reviewed it with the attorney. We don't want to do anything that's not the right thing, and especially that we never got four bids. Four proposals for the past few years. It was Chris Meredith, and no questions. Mr. Newton says we have to look at the bottom number.
Yeah. Okay.
And again, maybe next season, we could re-review it.
Certainly.
No, we're open for a bid. Correct.
Okay.
So.
All right.
Again, I apologize.
I don't even know
who they are. Meaning, I've seen their trucks, but I don't even know who they are.
Understood.
They're a famous, they're a big company, but I'm not sure who they are. Personally, I have no idea. I guess somebody reached out to them to send in a proposal, and they sent in a proposal because I have no idea, but their number was the cheapest. So.
Got it. Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
I'm so sorry.
I just wanted to make a point that
correct. Even if I credit it in, it's $15,770, and this is $15,632. So at the
got
end
it.
Of the day,
okay.
You've got to follow. I apologize.
$40 is $40?
No, it's $100. It's $100.
I got my math. I knew that. All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I'm so sorry.
No, don't be sorry.
So I'll make a motion to approve the landscape contract for 2020 for the sum of 2025 landscape maintenance contract for the Curdy Group, condition that they bring in insurance and that they start to work right away, because I'm sure there's some general maintenance, but I guess so we'll go approve for the motion for a total of amount $15,632. We'll have a second for that.
Second
by Trustee Ronan Zaidel. All in favor?
Mm-hmm.
Aye. Motion carries 3-0-2. Jenna, could you please reach out to...
Yeah, I put a note already.
Yeah, but also to the current landscaper that did it for the last few years. Just send them an email.
Gotcha.
email. on behalf of the mayor, it's okay, Gerard, send them an email on behalf of the mayor that there was this new contract, that few proposals that came in, and there were cheaper ones that came in under him, and therefore the village, based on the legal advice, had to adopt, had to take a different contract. If next year he wants to come and bid a different price, he's welcome to come back.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
We'll move on to the next item on the agenda, and it's the reorganizational meeting. The mayor is not here tonight, but there's a bunch of resolutions that need to be resolved still. So I'll make a motion, the following resolution.
Oh, can you just give me 1 minute, Mendy? Sorry, because I was still making that note. I just want to make sure I don't miss anything. Okay.
First resolution is resolved that Sir Vincent McCarthy, PLLC, is appointed to serve as legal counsel to the village per the agreement with such firm. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Trustee Greenwald. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 302. Resolved that Martin Spence of Spence Engineering is appointed as village engineer for a 1 year term expiring on April 6, 2026, per the agreement with such firm. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Trustee Zaidel. All in favor? Motion carries 302. Resolved that Nelson Paul Boris, LLC, is appointed as village planner for a 1 year term expiring on April 6, 2026, per agreement with such firm. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Trustee Greenwald. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries 302. Resolved that the village of official newspaper shall be the Journal News Loha. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Trustee Zaidel. All in favor?
You guys are fighting over it now.
Motion carries 302. Resolved that the village depository shall continue to be JP Morgan Chase Bank, M&T Bank, and Sterling National Bank. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Trustee Greenwald. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries 302. Resolved that the mileage reimbursement rate shall be 70 cents per mile. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Trustee Greenwald. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries 302. Resolved that the village board shall authorize that the undertakings required by the New York State Village Law 3-306 shall continue to be acquired through the village liability insurance coverage for all village officers and employees in the amount of $100,000. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second, all in favor. Second by Trustee Zaidel. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries 302. Resolved that the village auditor shall be PKF O'Connor Davis per the agreement with such firm. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Trustee Zaidel. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries 302. Resolved that the Board of Trustees next meeting is set for April 28, 2025. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Trustee Greenwald. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries 302. Resolved that the Board of Trustees meeting schedule dated April 7th.
Yeah, that's why I was going to ask too. Because I think last time we put today's date.
April 7th,
yes. Okay. Yeah, that's what we
resolved
did last year.
The Board of Trustees meeting schedule dated April 7th, 2025 is hereby adopted by for the village year 2025-2026, the village board designates the fourth Monday of the month at 7:30 p.m. as the general meeting time for the village board regular meetings, except as otherwise set forth in the adopted meeting schedule. Do I have a second?
Second.
By who?
Joel.
By Trustee Greenwald. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries 302. Resolved that the following holidays shall be designated holidays on which the village hall shall be closed. Monday, May 26, 2025, Thursday, June 19, 2025, Friday, July 4th, 2025, Monday, September 1st, 2025, Monday, October 13th, 2025, Tuesday, November 11th, 2025, Thursday, November 27th, 2025, Friday, November 28th, 2025, Thursday, December 25th, 2025, Thursday, January 1st, 2026, Monday, January 19th, 2026, and Monday, February 16, 2026. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Trustee Zaidel. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries 302. Resolved that the village board adopts the village employee handbook in the form presented to the village board, the one that we did the past few months ago. Mm-hmm. Do I have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Trustee Greenwald. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 302. Resolved that the village board hereby adopts the village fee schedule in the form presented to the village board, which is on the village website. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Trustee Zaidel. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries 302. Okay, now I want to make the following two motions to set the public hearing. So the first motion is to set a public hearing for April 28, 2025 at 7:30 p.m. or as soon thereafter as can be heard to consider a local law amending Article 8 of Chapter 130, zoning regarding requirements for posting security relation to installation of swimming pools and impervious surfaces. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Trustee Greenwald. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 302. So this one has to be noticed to the newspaper.
Yep.
So it will be for the next meeting. And motion to set a public hearing for April 28, 2025, 7:30 p.m. or as soon thereafter as can be heard to consider a local law amending Chapter 96, noise regarding permissible hours for noise on weekends. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Trustee Zaidel. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 302. And that's all. Trustee, period. Anybody from the trustees have any comments? No. Office, period? Any comments? No. Legal? Any comments? No. I'll make a motion to adjourn the meeting. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Trustee Greenwald. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries 302. Have a good evening, everyone.